Hi, good vach. This is Yisachar Wartel, and we are now up to Parshat Ekev. Before we get started, just want to remind you that this shiur is sponsored for the sake of the Refuah Shleima of Avram Chizkiyahu Ben Bluma. That is Art Rosseau. I don't have to pronounce the last name, but Rosseau, who is in need of desperate rachamim shemayim, so please have him in your prayers. And also Refuah Shleima for Moshe Zalig Ben Rachel Tavora. So hope everybody is doing well and is going to stay well and be well and think well, feel well, everything like that. So we're going to move forward talking about this week's Parsha. There's a lot packed in this week's Parsha, but we'll start at the very beginning. Beginning of the week's Parsha, the Torah writes, well, not the very, very beginning, but almost at the beginning. So V'havcha v'racha v'hirbecha v'varach p'rei b'itnecha u'friyat matcha t'ganecha t'chon pasak t'ganecha v'tirshcha v'yitzar shugar alfecha. And he, Hashem, will love you, bless you, multiply you, and bless the fruit of your womb, and the fruit of your land, and your wine, your oil, the offspring of your oxen, and the flocks of your sheep. Long pasuk, hope we can do your best to remember it. Although there are ways of explaining it, it's interesting to note that there are two blessings which actually appear to be separate in this pasuk. First of all, Hashem will bless you, and then Hashem will bless your children and your land, etc. The pasuk could have actually, in a sense, been more straightforward, and combine these under one term of the blessing with the word hirbecha, and I'll multiply you in between the two instances. So, you know, why does it kind of break it up the way it does? And there's actually many, many different ways in which the pasuk could have actually been configured. You know, Hashem will love you, bless you, multiply you, bless the fruit of your womb. Like, I mean, all these other things like that, bless the fruit of your womb, fruit of your land, like offspring, oxen, that's all part of multiplying you. So why does it need to say multiply you and then actually spell out everything? You could argue it's a catch-all, but there's a lot of possible ways to explain it. You know, Avraham Avinu had asked Hashem for a guarantee that not only would he be prosperous, but that all of his children would be prosperous. And how could he be guaranteed that the Jewish people would always follow in Hashem's ways to maintain the covenant and relationship between them? Well, there's much to be said on this matter, and perhaps some of it may be controversial, but a lot of it is addressed in Divrei Torah by Rabbi Ben Shushan. Has amazing different. So all the Rabbi Bet Shushans, who I believe they're all brothers, maybe one's a father, but they're all amazing Divrei Torah. And Rabbi Bet Shushan gave one amazing one on Pesach, and then he's kind of reiterated a few times with some variations. It's available on Torah anytime. And this is, I mean, he goes into much, much more detail than I would. And initially, it actually seems very stark and difficult to contemplate, and then the more he talks about it, the more it makes sense. So I'll over briefly summarize it. Hashem tells Avram that he will bless his progeny, the Jews, no matter what, but if they stray, they will be forced into difficult straits in order to find their way back to Hashem. Hashem has and always will have a strong relationship with his people, and he will never forsake us, even if we forsake him. Now, Hashem prefers to shower us with blessing rather than punishment, but will act as a king who is also our father, and he will discipline us when necessary, but rewards us when we are good. And that means, you know, if we're good, then he'll shower us with blessing. If we're bad, he's going to, unfortunately, sometimes put us in our place and have to put in place, you know, anti-Semitism or other reminders, which is not something that we like to think about, but it is unfortunately part of the package, so to speak. Now, Hashem is telling us that he loves us unconditionally, and then assuming we do what we should be doing, he will bless us unconditionally, and he will make us many and important, you know, he'll give us the land and fruit and, you know, offspring, everything like that. He would also like to bless every extension of us, our children, our children's children, our crops, the next batch of crops, our animals' children, everything, going on and on and on. The word used for pasuk and oxen, or cattle, by the way, interestingly enough, is not shorcha or behemtecha, it's alefecha, which has the root aleph, aleph lamed pei, which has many different meanings. It's one of the more intriguing roots in Hebrew. Obviously, it's the letter aleph. It also means to learn, and it also means, you know, an ox. In addition to that, it also kind of signifies the number one, although that's more so by the letter Aleph than the root of Aleph Lamed Pei. Another word that is with the same letters, Aleph Lamed Pei, is the word Elef, which actually means 1,000. Now, there's also one other root, which is Aluf, which means a chief or a leader. Now, that is related to the concept of both 1 and 1,000, I believe, because he's like that one leader that gathers everybody together and is in charge of them, so perhaps it's also 1 over 1,000. I'm not entirely certain. May also be related to the word, to the root of Aleph, meaning to teach, because an effective leader is one who teaches others. I'm not sure. Obviously, all of these are related, but some of this may take a little bit more involvement to figure out. Now, if you expand This root of Avraham Peh gives rise to many hidden meanings that may lie within our pasuk. Hashem is known as Notzer Chesed La'alafim. He bestows kindness a thousandfold. The Torah also teaches when Hashem is forced to punish the progeny of the wicked, it will be no more than 3 or 4 generations. But when he gives reward to the children of the righteous, it will be for 1,000 generations. When do we merit this reward? When we follow his ways. But how will we know what his ways are? And that's through our alufim, through our leaders and teachers who will teach us and pass us the Masorah down from one generation to another and make sure they imbue the next generation with the knowledge of Torah and all its teachings. Now, we also have the root of a different root for cattle, which is shagar, which is also a less common root. It does come up, shin gimel resh. So perhaps I'd like to suggest the following. It's not the greatest explanation, but it is one that might work. Shagar can be rearranged to form garesh, which means to divorce from. It's also related to gesher, which means bridge. Obviously, those two are opposites. Now, every letter permutation within a shor, so you get the same 3 letters and you rearrange them in different ways, they will either have something in common or be diametrically opposite. That's something that's been well studied. In relation to what we're learning about, one may divorce him or herself from the teacher that's teaching them, whether it's Torah, whatever it might be, or from the Jewish community. One may think due to circumstances in their lives or the lives of Jewish people that Hashem has divorced them, right, because they're being persecuted, whatever it might be, or you face certain difficult things in your life, so it may feel like you're being divorced or you want to divorce yourself from this. But Hashem is telling us that we have the wrong perspective. When things are rearranged, it's actually a gesher, a bridge. Hashem always wants this connection, right? And this bridge is always there for us to come back, even if we feel garesh, divorced. Hashem's always connected to us. There's never a divide, truly, because Hashem's on the other side of the bridge. There's always a bridge that's available, no matter what. Now, when Hashem is saying he's blessing the shagar, he's blessing the cattle, he's also hinting to, he's blessing us in this route that it's not just our property, but it's everything that the blessing represents, which is our connection to Hashem. Then the sheep are mentioned, which is tzon, which is a more common word. He will bless us with the offspring of not only oxen, but the flocks of sheep. Now, whether in relation to Hashem or to our leaders, we are in a sense sheep. Now, we're all obviously individual. We have individual personalities, so we don't just blindly follow. But we're sheep in the sense that we have the shepherd of, you know, Hashem, and that we follow the walking in the ways of our spiritual leaders, who are our proverbial shepherds. They will help lead us and guide us to where we need to go. And there are 2 ways to lead sheep, by casual guiding, which follows the leader peacefully, gracefully, or alternatively, sometimes it could be with, like, you know, like we see with, like, certain dogs, right? It could be forcefully, being herded, you know, and things like that. When we, Hashem's flock, are unruly and disobedient, Hashem has to utilize, so to speak, an attack dog to restore us to our place. But if we do what Hashem asks and we act properly, with good meat, and we follow in his ways and commandments, then we could be led through beautiful green pastures where we can graze without any worry or harm. May that come soon. B'mehera b'yameinu. I wanted to thank my friend Isaac Kotlicki for helping to contribute to this dvar. You will notice if you read my weekly dvar that I send out, which I wrote a new one this week, that also had a big contribution from Isaac as well. So I really appreciate his input. Please let me know what you think. If you have any feedback about any of this different Torah, and you can feel free to email me at Yisachar, YISSOCHOR, and then the letter CHG, which stands for Chumar Garam, @gmail.com. All right. Have a great Shabbos.